delighted to be speaking to you. Many congratulations. How do you feel?
Over the moon. I still can't believe it. Feels like a big dream.
Okay, let's take it goal at a time. How does it feel? The first one's gone in, you're on the way. The first thing that comes into your head?
What do we do now? Yeah.
Did you as a team, Sean, did you as a team have a feeling you could go to Coventry City, to the Rico, and do something?
Yeah, that was the game plan. We the gaffer and the assistant, we had a game plan, and the game plan worked. And that's what guards has gone through all the telling us what to do, where their weak links was. And we went to the Rico, and it was all planned out.
So you get the first, and then you get the second, and then you must think, hold on, we're going to win this.
Yeah, soon as the second goal went in, our towels was up, and all the momentum was with us then. And they looked shocked, didn't know what to do.
Am I right in thinking you were at Manchester United early doors with a certain Danny Welbeck? Is that true?
Yeah, that was true. I was in the youth team. I was under 15s.
Yeah.
And I signed up for United, and then I got released.
You went to Warsaw, you had a spell with Stourbridge, but how does this rate, Sean, as far as your footballing moments are concerned?
It's got to be the best. It's the best. There's nothing to compare to.
Describe to me the atmosphere in the dressing room when you eventually got back into the dressing room after the game. What was that like?
Everyone's buzzing. Everyone was cheering, celebrating. You couldn't believe it. It was honestly like a dream.
And we got the fans listening to you now. What would you say to the fans that went to Coventry and, basically sang themselves hoarse for you?
It was fantastic. Like the lads were saying in the changing room, you were trying to give information here, but the players couldn't hear you because the fans were absolutely tremendous.
What do you do for a living, Sean?
I work in a factory, making parts for Land Rover, all cars and aeroplanes and stuff like that.
And have they given you a bit of a hero's welcome this morning, or is it business as usual?
No, everyone's brought the paper, and it's all everywhere in the work, so everyone's happy.
I mean, how do you feel this morning looking back on it? Has it had time to sink in?
No, I'm sorry. It's all burst. I'm just still excited that we beat Coventry at the Rico, especially on their own patch as well.
And you
deserved it.
Yeah, and you did deserve it. And you, my friend, listen to me, you are an FA Cup hero, and that'll never be forgotten. How does that make you feel?
Words can't describe it, honestly. I'm just glad for the fans and the team, because we've worked hard, and they deserve it.
OK, well, listen, me and you now are going to go through your goals. I don't know if you've heard them. You just had a clip of them there, but this is goal number one. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
OK, here we go. Here's the goal number one. Relive it, drink it in, lap it up, because you deserve this, Sean Geddes. Here it is.
Here comes Geddes, and he
scores!
The City take the lead at the Rico!
Come flooding back to you?
I've just got goosebumps.
Here's number two, it gets better.
Headed clear, but the shot for Geddes! Sean Geddes doubles the lead for Worcester City! Pandemonium at the Rico, and it's totally unbelievable.
Sean Geddes, you did that.
I'm speechless. I can't believe it.
Well done. The impossible dream has been conquered. They called it the impossible dream. Impossible, not a bit of it for Worcester City. What do you do now? Who do you want in the next round? Carl Healy's going to Manchester to the museum, so he will be representing the team at the draw. Who do you want to see in the next round?
Anyone, really, because we've been playing well, so we're all confident that we've done it at the Rico, we can do it anywhere else, so anyone will do.
And West Bromwich Albion at the Hawthorns for a lad who works in West Bromwich for the third round?
Yeah, that'll do. I'll take that.
Thanks for coming on, Sean. Congratulations.
No problem.
Well done. You've made
Thank
our day.
You.
Well, you've made our day. Sean Geddes there, the man of the moment for Worcester City, and they did it, didn't they? And if you're just waking up and you've had a bit of a night of it and you deserve that, let me tell you again, they did it.